We've exited executive session at 7:45 PM. Dana, do you want to make that motion?
Sure. Dana will make motion. Do you want me to say it again? Dana, let me get it. So I'm not typing. I'm making a motion that the director wage will increase to $31.85 an hour. The director's hours will also increase to 40 hours per week. The circulation director will move to 36 hours per week. Youth services wage will increase to $23.81 an hour. And the library will add a circulation assistant position at 25 hours per week at a wage of $22 per hour.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. All right, moving ahead of our agenda. Let's talk about library hours on Saturdays. Carry on with the conversation while I go over here.
So I think you need to retell us very quickly what that was.
The Saturday hours?
Yeah.
The Saturday hours would match Friday's hours of 10 AM to 4 PM. Being open, that's 6 hours.
Perfect. There's continuity, and it seems like the town comes in at 2 o'clock anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, it's always a rush for people at 2 o'clock. We'll let them know we're closing. And, but then, yeah, 9 to 10, it's totally dead.
And that would start in January.
I think that January always makes sense to me.
Just start. Yeah, don't start right before all the holidays.
Yeah.
There must be people get back from soccer games with their kids and whatever, mm-hmm. and then they're going to come here before
yeah.
all those things. So.
There's tutoring sessions here sometimes on Saturday morning. But it's 10 o'clock is fine.
All right. Did you guys talk about increasing hours on Saturdays?
Yeah.
Does anyone have a motion they'd like to make?
I move to increase hours on Saturdays from 10 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
So as to match the Friday hours.
I second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous. Succession planning, recruitment of new trustees and re-elections. I think this is on here because it's on our annual calendar. I think we're good. I'm going to be off the board, and we have a candidate who's going to be running. Who recently participated in a strategic planning discussion, and it's great to have her there. So that'll be good. Moving along to strategic planning. Just wanted to give a summary of where we've been at. And show kind of the results of where we're at right now. So Tracy was able to print for me this document here.
Add something about January and February meetings was the D.
Yeah, January board meeting schedule is letter D.
Oh, I didn't see it. Okay, we need to reschedule our January and February meetings because the library will be closed when we're scheduled. Does everyone have their personal schedule available?
Yeah. We're trying to get back to the third Tuesday.
I mean,
but
that's when
we can't.
Yeah, that's when we normally will do it. So that would be in January. That's going to be the 21st of January. But the library will be closed because Martin Luther King Day is the 20th. And so the library will be closed on the 21st. So are people available on Wednesday, the 22nd of January?
Yes.
Yes. I'm sorry, I was in the wrong deck. I was doing something.
Do you know
yes,
if you're...
I should be.
Tracy, does that work for you?
Yeah, that should be good. Let me just double check. So January the 22nd?
Yep.
Oh, I already have us there. Oh, no, no, sorry. That's our staff meeting. Yeah, that looks good.
Okay, great. So we'll do our meeting on the 22nd in January, then on the February. Similarly, we have President's Day and Max is going to the dentist.
And I'm on vacation.
You're on vacation that week. Would others? So on the 18th, the meeting would be on the 18th. We could move it to the prior week or the Wednesday. Tina could have a week, a month off.
I'll be on vacation too, or I'll have off. I mean, I don't know that I'll be anywhere.
Okay. Do you guys want to do it on the 12th? Or the 11th?
Yeah.
That works.
As long as it's not on Friday, the 21st.
Okay. Tracy, does that work for the library?
So you said we're doing the 12th?
We're doing the 11th.
11th, sorry.
Okay, great. Oops. Okay. Or is everyone ready to move on? Did I forget any other changes to the agenda? Okay, so the strategic plan. I can't remember where I last gave an update to Tina, but we reviewed all the data, we coded the data into different groups, and then we've had two in-person meetings with the strategic planning committee. The first one, we had folks look in groups at the data by topic. So like anything where people were talking about books, collections. We had a group focusing on collections and they built like a vision statement of what was coming out of the community feedback. Then the staff looked at those vision statements. And then we got back together with a group, the strategic plan committee and some other community members, and took those vision statements and basically worked them into some focus areas for the library strategic plan and some goals within those focus areas. So Dana typed all those notes up. They were all like handwritten post-its. So many thanks to Dana for doing that work. And this document that I threw together is where I've gotten thus far on trying to make what we have into a sort of organized, readable plan. So on the first page here, we've got, it's in this format just because I was trying to use Word to make formatting diagrams, which was a terrible mistake. But in any case, so what I'm picturing here, so this conversation is like, I'm sketching out what will be in our strategic plan and how it's organized, in addition to showing Tina and Chris kind of where we're at with focus areas and goals, and just having a conversation about what you think about all that. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So looking at our document on page one, I'm just saying we'd say the mission, we'd have an introduction, we'd talk about the process, all drafted. And then we would have, we'd say like, okay, we have four focus areas. So Tracy, double page. The four focus areas would be.
Yeah,
it's okay. So the next page looks like this. So the focus areas are a gathering place for the community, a home for the next 25 years, sharing the library's resources, and having a thriving staff. Then we talk about things that came up during the strategic planning process that are clear needs for the town, but are not the responsibility of the library. The library is happy to work in collaboration to make these things happen. So just calling out that this building and its grounds are maintained by the town. And so that's a collaboration that we would do with our town counterparts. And that it came up very clearly that there's interest in Heartland organizations collaborating together and then understanding where all the meeting spaces are in town, but not saying that the library's purpose is to provide meeting spaces for every single group and every single need. Okay. So then these terrible graphics, I really, every time I try with Word, but it doesn't work. Okay, so here, this page is the focus area of thriving staff. So then this, what I was thinking here is that we would have Oh god, that looks awful. What happened there?
I know, it kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this would be the goals under have a thriving staff. So support the staff, encourage staff professional development. Focus on, you know, something, some action, Jaren, about wages and benefits, increase the volunteer pool. And then here are these like little bubbles that aren't focused, aren't filled in. Would be like suggested actions or objectives under the goal. I guess objectives, like let we know we want to do these things, provide time and support for training, support the director, update the personnel policy. Then, okay, I'm sorry, this is just terrible. Oh my god. All right, so then let's look at this one. This one is, it says, the clearest thing to see is understand our role in emergencies. This is, the focus is our home for the next 25 years. So the goals are understand our role in emergencies, make the most of our current building, and make a long-term plan for building updates in collaboration with the town and select board, which clearly didn't print effectively. Oh my god.
A yurt? Someone's asking for a yurt.
What happened? Guys, I'm so sorry. Okay, look at this page. This is another way to look at the layout, is to say like, okay, we have a goal, we have an objective, and then we have some possible actions. So it's the same building one.
I see.
And this is really like a spoof of what it's like to try to use Word layout tools, because this is not what it looks like on my computer. So then this one is, this is the goals, continue to be a gathering place for all. These would be the objectives: increase outreach to underrepresented groups, build stronger community partnerships, evaluate and improve communications about library services. Mm-hmm. And then this would, so it's because we haven't spent more time with what came up in the last meeting, this is like the long list of ideas of things we could do. So I guess I just want to say generally, I have found with strategic plans and working with them and using them that it's helpful to have goals, it's good to have clear objectives. And then I think the task of those staff and the board during the phase, during the time of implementing the strategic plan, is to really figure out like specifically what are the actions we're going to take this year related to these objectives and goals. So that was kind of like the structure that I was thinking of. Okay, so going back to these focus areas, just any questions about these or thoughts as just thinking like these are sort of like our areas of focus.
I was going through the vision statement and I just thought it was really interesting how similar.
The mission statement?
The vision statement. So let me. Just, it's in our policy.
I only got rid of that.
Isn't it still there? But, or the statement of purpose after the mission statement?
Okay.
We envision the library as a hub of, it just seemed very similar.
I think that's something from the last strategic plan that we took out of the policy manual.
Oh.
But maybe not.
No, we agree that was.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because there was a lot of back and forth.
Okay. Great. Yeah. Right. Which makes sense. It's not like we're changing the purpose of the library.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, the layout on this is so bad. You guys, I thought this would be really helpful.
I think this is good. I can't follow it. I could also see why it looked way better on the screen that Wolf Blitzer would have you know, to move things around.
Oh, yeah.
But I see, some of these are reaches though, right? Like I'm trying, what's a, why would we need a yurt? Still like getting there.
Yeah, I think the idea was thinking about on that one is specifically like, okay, well, if we have what we want, if we have a, if we need to use the building that we have because we don't have money for upgrades, then what are some flexible things that could happen to maybe have more space or?
So the outdoors, but.
It was, I don't think, I think that if that makes it into the plan, it would be in the category of, here's something that came up as a possible idea, but not something that anyone has to be mandated to do.
That vision thing is from the strategic, from 2015 to 2020. So that would go away when we have a updated strategic plan, presumably something would replace it from the plan. Yeah, I think that idea was just about square footage.
Yeah.
To get outside the box.
You know, I don't know if Tina and Chris are aware that we did not get the municipal energy resiliency program grant.
I saw an email from, I think Jason, do someone want to know or something?
No, we didn't get the other grant.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the places that got them were severely.
Severely meaning.
Yeah, right, it was sort of.
So we didn't get the capital projects, and the ones that got the capital projects like didn't have bathrooms.
Right, they got.
The MRF grants, I looked on the internet the other day to see if there had been an announcement, and there was, and then I looked at the map of where they'd gone, it was all more rural areas. So that's just my assumption, weren't rural. And Dana was much more involved in the prep for that grant and confirms that that was a criteria. So I think the next steps with this obviously would be go in a different direction with formatting. And just to make it a little bit clearer and to make some things in the sentences that aren't sentences. And then I think probably do a circulation round where we're all looking at it and giving comments.
I think there's been comments from the staff that we need to incorporate, right? There's been some that.
I've seen those. I'll look back at them.
Wanted to submit.
Quite a lot.
I saw his.
They were about sick.
Yep, I saw those just today when I checked in, and I'll look back at those. I think, you know, the staff were responding to these kind of like visionary, all encompassing visions of that we were. I was really prompting the group to like reach during that conversation, and so one of the visions was there's 9 staff members, and all the staff feedback was like, we do not have space. For 9 staff. So, but that has been sort of transitioned away from that sort of like pie in the sky crazy thought, like, but not crazy, but like really wanted people to be thinking joyously instead of about limits during that conversation. And then we've been moving more into like, okay, well, what could we actually do?
Yeah.
Right. So I could share though. So what I could do is try to draft up. Just make a draft plan based on these things. And then we can circulate it around and see amongst the board and staff for a couple of weeks and just kind of get some feedback and then finalize it.
I also, yeah, I gave feedback to the focus points document, the one that Dana put all of the post-its.
Oh, I have not seen that feedback because I immediately took it and started working on this.
I guess that's what I was referring to, that I think before we, well, or in the next draft, I think we need to incorporate the staff's feedback.
Yeah. Let me make a draft and then both of you guys can look at it and see, did I catch everything?
Are you using Google Docs for this or?
Generally, you mean for like this thing that I did?
Yeah. Are you?
No, I did this in Word. Ah. Have you guys seen the Saturday Night Live skit about PowerPoint?
No.
Like, I've seen it like 4 times. It makes me howl with laughter every time. Like, this belongs in that. So no, I was doing it like it's not on Drive.
It might be a good idea to use Canva.
And I think eventually, I was really, the aim here was just to put things in a visual way.
Yeah, I think this visual is just for the board, right?
Oh, okay.
It would be much more of a narrative in, yeah.
And oh, because I love the imagery part of it.
I do too. It just needs some cleaning up.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Okay, so if there's no like massive horrible surprises for everybody right now, then what I'll do is move to another draft. Start, you know, getting some feedback,
mm-hmm.
and then we finalize. And then we celebrate.
So are we going to include graphics in the final report? I think the Vancouver strategic plan was pretty heavy on the graphics.
Yeah, that's a great question, Tracy, because it's really about, since we're doing this ourselves, it's like, how much capacity do we have?
Mm-hmm.
And graphics is not me.
Would you like me to take this and put it into
not that, but would you take a final version and put it, make it pretty?
Certainly would take whatever you give me and put it into a Canva. Pretty thing.
Really?
Would you like me to take the document that I started and put it into sentences?
Well, no, this was my way of organizing it. So I'll carry through with this, and then I'll pass it back to you. Does this sound good?
Sure.
Okay. Lovely. The goal would be, despite the holidays, to have something for us to approve in December.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have to be pretty in December.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's just the concept. It's
pretty by January.
Yeah, January. We could pretty and then have a party. So we could have tea with the strategic planning after cribbage.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best time. Does it sound good?
Yes.
It's been pretty fun, I would say.
It's been super interesting and eye-opening, and I can't believe how many people are just so invested and interested and excited about the library.
Yeah, it's been so great just to have a lot of positive comments. All right, so I'm just navigating back to our agenda.
Annual appeal letter. Or the copier. I'm not sure which one we had in the next order. Oh, copier first.
All right. Copier. Lay it on us, friends.
So it was like a month. It was a long time ago when we finally started that. But I finally got through to our representative at SimQuest. And we're up for renegotiation anyway in March. It's like we have a two or whatever year plan that's ending, similar to BTEL and such. At which point we can renegotiate our deal, but we already have a pretty good deal. We have the nonprofit rate. I have the figures written down somewhere, but maybe you have that email at your disposal, Tracy. I'll have to look it up, but yeah.
Not the original,
right? I yes, probably, because I pasted all the information. Okay, good news there. That's probably it. Yearly service charge right now is $990 a year, and then there's a monthly lease that's separate from that. Services for all the nuts and bolts. The monthly leases to have the equipment physically here, $47.91 a month. $47.91 times 12, and we would get the full total there. So,
okay.
Yearly $574.92 for the lease, and then $990 for service. So we're around $1,600 a year for the copier, and it doesn't look like it can be much cheaper than that. It might even go up, because who knows what happens after our two-year thing is up, even the new nonprofit rate.
Yeah, this is exactly our bill, our monthly bill.
Per month, $130.
$130.41.
So all of a sudden done, we should charge for copies. That could at least offset something, and the quarter, 25¢ a copy seems like something that you figured out and want to do. And we were waiting on knowing the official costs. And that's it.
Great.
Did we know how to count? Like, do they have a way of counting?
Unlimited. We don't pay per copy to them.
Okay.
And if we did do something like that, I think it wouldn't end up in our favor anyway. We have a rate that's as good as it's going to get. But these are things that in early March, we'll still try to save the library as much money as possible when figuring out the new plan, but still think we should charge for their copies.
I do too. Initially, I was thinking we could start charging in January, but it's up to the board too.
I mean, I'm impartial that when we start charging.
After the holidays, when all the other changes go through, seems fine.
Okay. Does anyone have a motion they'd like to bring about the copy fees?
I move to, starting January 1st, begin charging for copies at 25 cents per copy for black and white copies. And all the rest.
None of it, it's just sort of, just this second bullet point.
And color copies at 50 cents a page. Okay. Scanning will remain free. And faxing
is the same.
Is the same?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I second the motion.
Okay. Any further discussion about the copy policy? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
We are unanimous.
This is
good job, friends.
Sign.
My only suggestion on the sign is to explain how to pay. How to alert the staff that you are copying.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Like, stop before you copy, tell the staff. Stop before you print.
Right.
Because it's not just copying, it's printing.
Yep.
Those are my thoughts. Just all I've learned about our copy process.
Yeah.
But I like it's old timey look.
OC. Beautiful. You guys were cruising along. This meeting is amazing. Let's hear about the annual appeal letter.
It is awaiting payment, so it can be shipped. Ready.
Thank you, Tina.
The invoices are in, and it came under last year's by $392.75.
Great.
I will pick up the extras and bring them to the library to fill out personal ones that Chris wanted to do to the higher donors.
Right. There was one high donor in particular that I think is what we're focusing on here. And it'll be well worth a personal thing.
Great. Any questions about the annual appeal letter process?
I learned a lot.
Oh my God, Tina. So what's our next step, you guys, then? The next step is going to be tracking the any responses that we are lucky enough to receive from our beautiful community. And Chris, I believe you're working crazy on that. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, I missed what you said. I'm sorry. I said
that you were going to now be running a giant capital campaign for the library. No. Glad you agreed. I said that I think the next thing that's going to happen is we may receive donations, and then you're working with Tracy on tracking them. Is that correct?
Yes, that's what we talked about.
And then I don't have my notebook where I wrote this down, but who was going to help with running thank you letter processes? Dana. Okay.
I do need help finding two addresses, one for the very important donor from before. I have all those envelopes you gave me, Tracy, from previous donors, but some, and I do this too, just say PO box this, but no name, because put their name, so it's impossible to find.
And did you look for them in the list?
Yeah, I cross-referenced every donation with the list and found this short list of things that addresses that weren't there. Many of them were just donations via check that weren't related to the appeal, but two that were
I somehow they got something last year, but they weren't on our new list. So one of those is extremely important though.
Okay, well, I'm gonna look in the old lists.
Yeah.
I'll do that after the meeting.
And I might have just missed it. I had a spreadsheet going and back and forth, but I double checked several times for the bold name there. So but yeah, that'll be helpful. Otherwise it's all in vain if I don't have an address for this person. So
okay, perfect. Well, wonderful, cruising right along. Tracy and I were reflecting last month on our goals that we had set for ourselves, for Tracy and for the board. And one of our goals was that the board take over the annual appeal letter process. And we felt very happy that we've been able to do that. So
yay
for us.
Yay. But you said you just kind of appeal that?
No.
Okay, hold on.
I had no idea. I had many letters that just had PO boxes and no names on them.
Oh, okay.
So
that's what this one was. It was a PO box.
Could have been. It could have just not been collected at all.
I can double check in my record.
Any other items for the board to discuss this evening? All right, that was a lot of stuff to process, you guys. So I really appreciate everyone's focus and goodwill and all the work, Tracy, that you did.
I emailed that to you with Tina as a.
Oh, okay.
That was it. So it's in your inbox. Sorry.
Just appreciating everybody's work. And are we ready to adjourn? I move to adjourn, say 15.
A second.
Thanks, Dana. Is everyone approving adjourning?
Yes.
Yay. Yes. Okay, I'm gonna stop the recording.
Okay, sounds good.